Checking the flock for pie birds by PCR. Image 1. Use scissors to cut off the feather tips to be tested. Use a small gas torch to burn off the scissor between each bird. This is necessary to prevent cross-contamination between samples. Figure 1 workflow. 50 birds, 10 pools of 5, PCR screening of pools. 2 positive pools selected. Individual testing of 5 birds in each. Image 2. Wing feathers that can be a sample matrix. Click here to get this article read aloud. It is possible to check your flock for PI birds in order for you to get rid of such birds, as these are a source of infection for other birds and chicks in the aviary. This has to be done by so-called PCR testing. Select a pin feather from each bird and use disposable gloves for each bird. Place the feathers in a small plastic bag or just the tips in an Eppendorf tube. What you can do is to pool, for example, 5 samples into 1 and submit that to the laboratory. Make careful notes on which birds are in the pooled samples, as you will need that information at a later date once you get the test results back. So if you have 50 birds, you only need to submit 10 samples in the first round of testing. Once you have the test results from the 10 pools of samples, you need to split any positive pools and retest each individual bird to get individuals that are PI birds into the open. Then cull those birds, as they will only cause havoc in your aviary. So if you have 2 pools that are positive, you need to retest 10 individual birds to detect which ones are the PI birds. It really is quite simple, but you need to change gloves between birds when sampling and inform the lab that the samples are pooled. The reasoning for doing this is to get rid of any PI birds that may be a source of infection in the aviary. Once you get rid of the PI birds, you need to wash down and disinfect the aviary and preferably get new nest boxes, as the old ones will be full of PBFD virus. Alternatively, you can bake the wet nest boxes at 120 degrees Celsius, 250 degrees Fahrenheit, for at least 1 hour to get rid of the virus in them. Be sure to disinfect any fans and vacuum cleaners.